Well, you know, the threshold question is the easiest one to answer. Does he deserve a new contract? Absolutely, yes. The problem is when he's at 15.5, when the market has stretched past $40 million per year in new money average, how do you properly affix a value that will make both him and the team happy? And they're clearly very far apart. I've seen different numbers out there. I think Stephen A. Smith was saying that he wants, or wait, they offered 27. I've seen he wants 35. Look, if it's anything like that, yeah, that's why they don't have a deal. The gap is too big. And then the structure is always part of this too. How much is fully guaranteed at signing? Is it 1 year? Is it 2 years? What kind of flexibility does the team have to get out of it if once he gets past the age of 30 and is...
With Danny, I'm Grant. This is The Fan. Welcome back, and thanks for making the show part of your day. We'll take you up to 6:15. And Nats baseball tonight. Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler on the call. Nats Brewers coming up in about an hour and 45 minutes. Our Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day is where I want to direct everybody's attention for a moment. Metropolitan Moving and Storage, local, long distance, residential, commercial, three decades of best-in-class service and experience. Every day on the 106.7 The Fan Twitter, we give you a poll of the day. Today's is about your emotions and your feelings toward Terry McLaurin as this hold-in continues and now he's asked for a trade. How do you describe your support for Terry right now compared to when all of this started? Is your support growing? Is your support declining? Is your support the same unchanged? Or are you over him and you've just moved on? Like, you love Terry because he was not this guy and he's become this guy, and now you're all in on Adam Peters and the team, and you are upset at Terry, and you've kind of decided, you know what? I'm not in on this act. So there's four different options. Support's growing, support's declining, support's unchanged, or you're over him. Right now, Danny, a couple hundred votes in, 44% say they're declining in their support of him.
Mm-hmm.
34% say it's unchanged. Only 13% are growing in how much they're on the player side. And I'm surprised by this, but a higher number than I would have anticipated. 9% of people are saying they are over Terry McLaurin based on his actions in this business standoff.
So when you add up to the two most negative, I'd say, which is declining or over, that's over 50%. Here's the playbook as it's being run on you and me and everybody else. Rah, rah, Terry, public support. Let's have him sign autographs. Cutting promos at Eastern Motors. We love Terry. Show Terry. It's about the team. They're the bad guy, right? And we're trotting him out, and you know, he's day-to-day, and he's telling you how day-to-day he is and everything else. It's to gin up as much public support as possible, knowing that this is coming, which will take some of it away. You don't do this one first and then go out and sign autographs every day after practice and kind of thumb on your nose in the team's face or hold in or hold out or whatever. You save this one for later. That's the playbook that's being run right now. So you knew you were going to lose a little bit of that support if you're, you know, Terry and Terry's side on this one, right? The longer this goes, the more it's a, I understand what you're doing here, buddy, and get yours, but you're under contract for this year and you're affecting my football team. I will be here as a fan long after he doesn't play here anymore, right?
I still think the work that they've put in with the Eastern Motors and the autographs and all the stuff that they've done allows for a higher percentage of people that are suffering his demands mm-hmm. than normally would.
Agreed, 100%.
In like a T. Higgins in Cincinnati situation, a Brandon Ayuk in San Francisco scenario, I think a higher percentage of people would just side with the team over the player. Was made $42 million the last couple of years, and you're just going to see the same rhetoric of like, oh, come on, you know, the millionaire needs more money, or you know, whatever that kind right. of thing is.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's two reasons why McLaurin's getting a lot of support, and understandably so. One, he is beloved, and he has acted so professionally and earnestly and decently, and he's been such a good human being for so long that you almost understand this is him acting out. It's like my two-year-old right now. We have a baby. All she's doing is crying, clinging to everyone. She won't sleep at night. She needs to be held constantly. We know why she's doing it. This is not how she's acted for the last several months. It's how she's acting right now. This is just what Terry McLaurin is doing, and there's good reason for it. He's trying to get his contract. So I think people are kind of giving him this moment in some leeway on this because they feel like he's earned it. That's number one. Number two is I do think that some of the strategic decisions of him signing autographs for an hour a day, him doing the first big press conference before the team ever spoke on this, I think it probably helped. It worked a little bit. Doesn't mean that 99% of people are going to be on his side. But if right now we're saying 54% are on the team side based on the poll and 46% are on Terry's side, maybe that would have been 38% if they didn't handle their business the way that they have.
Sure, yeah. So in terms of it, for me, here's my view on it. This won't be a great analogy, but I'll do my best. Over the years in my romantic career, before I met my wife, I would, you know, meet a girl and it would go well for a while until it wouldn't. I met somebody and I thought, oh my God, this is special. This is different. And then after a while, it wasn't special or different anymore. That's what this is. I have removed the Terry is special. I have removed the Terry is different. Terry is not like the other receivers. Terry's not like all the other players. That tag removed by me today or last night when he announced that he wanted to trade. Because now you're the same as Ayuk or the same as T. Higgins or the same as, you know, name that player that has done this before. It doesn't mean you're a bad guy. I'm not turning you into a villain. You're not a criminal or not somebody that I can't stand or don't want around. Nowhere near that designation. Nowhere near that negative level. I've simply removed the you're my special little angel tag. You're no longer the prince. You're no longer the perfect player, the perfect teammate, the perfect guy, etc. Still a great dude. Still somebody that I admire. Still somebody I hope my kids grow up to be like in a lot of ways for the work that he's put in. But you've now lost that you're extra special designation when you do the same thing that everybody else does.
I keep the he's extra special designation because this to me is just business. I don't try to allow that to influence kind of my personal feelings. Is his business acumen different than theirs? I think we now know it's not. But he, you know, there's different levels to this thing. When he's not getting the football, he doesn't act like other receivers act when they don't get the football. When his quarterback stinks, he's not calling out the quarterback. When his organization is acting a fool, he's not calling them out. I mean, he had millions of opportunities over many, many years to act like a normal
to say
receiver.
Something, yeah.
And he didn't. Most receivers, like put Stephon Diggs in Terry McLaurin's situation over the last several years, you'd have had to run him out of here five times because he's just a pain in the ass, right? Not a bad human being, probably. I don't know enough about him to tell you what he's like as a guy, but I know what he's like as a teammate. I know that he, you know, coaches and quarterbacks get so tired of his act. Terry's not that guy. A lot of receivers are a pain in the butt. The Antonio Brown, the Diva corollary. McLaurin isn't. Now, if you want to say, well, he's no different than those guys when he's not getting paid, all right, that's fine. But I think that's just business. You know, I say all the time, like, if you only know someone from when they're at work or when they're doing the really serious thing, if I interacted with like one of my hero broadcasters, I'll just pick a name, but like Al Michaels, at a game, 3 minutes before he went on air, and like during a commercial break, I see him and I'm like, Al, what's up? And he's like not that friendly or just kind of very busy or kind of big times me or whatever. I could come away and go, man, Al Michaels is kind of a jerk. No, like it's business, man. He's in the middle of his thing. Like Terry McLaurin's just doing the business thing right now. So I think as a person, he has separated himself and I don't go back on that, which is why I'm unchanged. That would be my answer. And again, this is the Metropolitan Moving and Storage poll of the day. Emotions and your feelings toward McLaurin as this thing drags on. Are you growing in your support of him, declining in your support of him, unchanged, or are you completely over him? I'm going to say I'm completely unchanged. I feel the exact same way about the player as I did before this started because my 10,000-foot view on this is it's just business. And this is kind of how it works. This is how the sausage gets made. You don't want it to get to this point, but normally the team budges a little bit. And the player budges, and they meet in the middle. And so far, nobody's budged. So it's hard for me to say there's a good guy and a bad guy when nobody's really playing the game, seemingly, at this point. What are you voting for?
Declining support. For me, it's, you know, and some people say, you never support him in the first place. And I think I could spin two plates. I respect and understand he's doing everything he possibly can to earn as much as humanly possible. That's what I would advise everyone to do. If you're listening to me, do that. No one else is going to advocate for you. Advocate for yourself, especially in a cutthroat industry like that. What I've kind of come back to, though, is the team's got all the negotiating leverage that you could possibly have because, A, just the situation, not even A or B, the situation that we're in with the CBA means they've got him under contract this year and a franchise tag for next year. That should kind of be their end point. We have no need to go above that other than the kindness of our hearts, and we're not in the business of doing that for you or anybody else, especially when you get up to north of 30, which you're about to be. So when you do what everybody else does and you remove the I'm different, I'm special, I'm the nice guy, I'm winning the every good guy award, and you behave in a way that's frankly not what you've done for most of your career, the track record you laid out very well. Him going on for 45 minutes about how great he was at Eastern Motors, I didn't love that, to be honest with you. I don't love the every day, as soon as practice ends, I'm jogging out when I'm supposed to be injured with my ankle as a problem, and signing autographs for everybody to thumb it in the team's face, or having conversations with the agent, or now demanding a trade. That's what everybody else does. And I'm not, that's unimpressive to me.
But there is no way to get what he wants without being the squeaky wheel. In a situation mm-hmm. where they're not budging and they're telling you, we think you're worth $25 million, there is zero path for him to get more than that if he just does everything they ask and never agitates. So what would you say to that? I mean, there's only one way for him to get what he feels like he's worth. Would your point be, I'm sorry you feel that way, take less money?
My point would be, you know how this is going to end, right? Like, there's no place for you to go to get what you want. You got to play football here. This weird charade that we're doing, this dog and pony show with you, you know, one step short of Brandon Ayuk on Instagram demanding trades or whatever, it's unbecoming, frankly. This regular guy agitation is beneath you. Like, what you should be doing is handling it with class and dignity.
There is no other way to get paid. In a perfect world, the team would have just said, we think you're worth, like, you know, even if it was 28, 29 million, whatever, we think you're worth a reasonable amount that he should sign. I mean, most of the people, Lewis Riddick and other people that have been in front offices that are national, are saying he might be asking for too much, but he also shouldn't sign at all for what they're suggesting he mm-hmm. should. Now, what he could do right now is be practicing, never having done Eastern Motors. This wouldn't be a distraction at all, but he would be not only no closer to a deal, he would have no chance at a deal. If you don't, it'd be like you have an agent, right? So you don't have to have the conversations with people. But like, it would be like if your agent never was a pain in the ass. You're not getting anything. So I guess that's, and I'm not just asking you this. I'm more rhetorical.
No,
but like,
here's my answer.
Yeah,
don't do this stuff. Have some class about it. Like, in other words, if you're
so
not
practicing, just don't get paid more.
No, well, you do your best, but you're not getting paid more because of the circumstance. And it's not because, like, if he earns more money, it's not because he signed autographs after practice or did this weird dance.
But they may inevitably say, We can't deal with this distraction anymore. It's 3 hours a day being talked about on every single show. It's every question of our people. Our players are annoyed. Like, we got to end this thing. Let's call him.
Right.
That's the hope, basically.
Totally. And he's within his rights to do whatever he wants here. Again, he's not committing any crimes. You can hold in without all the extra stuff that's happening. You could continue to hold in every day without demanding
a
trade.
So you're not bothered that he's holding in?
Not yet. I mean, when it's...
You're annoyed that he's signing autographs for all the kids.
No, I'm annoyed. Annoyed's not even the right word. All I'm saying is I'm removing the...
But you're
so special.
Support of him is diminishing.
Yes.
Meaning you're annoyed. I think those are synonymous.
No, okay. I don't want you to put words in my mouth. What I'm saying is you no longer get to be, oh, he's so special, I love him.
Right.
Not anymore. So I'm not annoyed. I get it. I get what he's doing. He's got no recourse. My point is he's got no recourse. So take it as far as you can take it, which is probably another couple of weeks. When it's time to play some football, though, you need to do that. So that's why, for me, it's all I've done is removed the he's my sweet prince that can do no wrong tag. That's all I'm saying. Is now he's just a regular employee trying to get as much as he can.
Okay.
And I don't begrudge that necessarily.